Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's regular city council meeting of August 23rd, 2017. I'm calling this meeting to order at 6:30, and I would like you all to please rise for a short invocation where you pray individually, silently, for the decisions that will be made here for the city council tonight and for the future of this community. And now join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is roll call, and I'll make note that all of the council and mayor are present. Item 1.5 is citizen input. Is there any citizen here tonight who would like to address the city council? Please raise your hand and I'll recognize you. Okay, hearing none, we'll move to the approval of our agenda tonight. I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to the consent agenda. Entertain a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. We're going to move to item 4.1, presentation for Officer of the Year, Supervisor of the Year, and Support Staff of the Year. And Police Chief Phil Shank has some awards he'd like to hand out. Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. That's why they're getting awards.
So then we'll move to item 4.2, amendment to farm lease with Merle Booker. And Spencer, you have some information for the council?
Yes. Thank you, Mayor. About a year ago, the city contracted with Merle Booker to lease the farmland that's around Well 9. And he had a price that he was willing to pay for the acreage, and that was the agreement. He recently approached the city to question the acreage that's out there that is that he's leasing that's farmable. The original contract says 9.81 acres, and upon his request, we had some staff take a look at the acres that he's leasing from us, and Travis took a little look at those acres, and we're proposing an adjustment based on that review. I have a couple of pictures here that Travis was going to walk us through real fast.
So this first photo that you see is from the Adams County GIS system, their mapping system, and it is an older aerial photograph, and it includes the entire 9.9 acre parcel that was the subject to the lease. But you'll notice that it includes some drainage canal, it includes some there was a farm equipment trail back there in this corner, so not all of it was available for farming. And if you could scroll to the next lower picture, the most recent aerial that I was available to me was, this is the Google Earth. It looks like it was taken just this last summer, and you can see that the actual area under production was a lot smaller. So maybe if Spencer can toggle back in a minute, but you'll see that you can't see the property line, but it comes out here and down along this drainage. So you can see that there's actually a lot of that parcel that's not in agricultural production at this time. You can see that there appear to be two tire tracks from where this pivot goes around, and you can see that it covers a lot of this area back here. And then in the new picture, you can see that it looks like we put in a substantial gravel driveway and did some grading for the driveway to get into the well site here. So not all of it is available for production. And I just simply got the scale as close as I could and then used the GIS mapping tools to do my best estimate of what was currently in agricultural production.
Okay. So you're recommending, Spencer?
Yeah, so with that, the recommendation is that we have prepared an amendment to the original contract where we changed the acres from 9.81 to 7.25 based on that review. But then that's up to you as council to
discuss. What's the lease
cost
per acre?
It's about $340 after everything is said and done.
Per acre, so
yeah.
We're looking at a reduction of 2.6 acres?
That's about $870
a year?
Yeah. This would change the contract. It's currently 3,321. I'm going to round off the cents here just for our conversation. 3,321 a year right now, and this would change it to 2,454. Real close.
Okay, so now there's another 1.1 acres on here that he's actually opted not to use. Basically, I went and talked to Travis today, and the area up there where it's white on the upper right-hand corner of the property. Can you use your pointer there?
Yeah, yeah.
How's that? Okay. This whole area up here, up to about that line right there, on that whole corner there, he's opted not to use that. That's actually, we're not using that. The area that we're stuck using is this right here. So he is, I don't know if it's just non-efficiency that he's not using that, but he's agreed to lease that, and I think that area of the lease should stay intact.
The circle won't go around there anymore.
But he knew that when he leased that property. There's other ways to use that land. That's my opinion on the matter.
But the circle won't go around there anymore. It's going to be real hard to get water up there. So I don't know that that is real usable.
But he knew that when he took the property, when he agreed to the lease.
Did he use that for the first couple of years? Because it's been a while since we did the...
He doesn't even farm it. He subleases it.
Okay. To answer your question, no, he actually didn't use it for those couple of years. He's just now... He's a pretty busy guy, as you know. He just kind of got around to coming to us in December and asking, could we change it? Because he hadn't used it, and he's been paying for it. So, and he's been very, you know, when I started this thing 3 years ago, we were right in the middle of this, and I can tell you, he's been very cooperative back when we were doing this, trying to get the property.
He's very easy to work with.
And we had a couple of minor issues. We worked them out. He's good to work with the city for future stuff. It's just, in my opinion, we should only charge him for what he's actually able to use. And, you know, we're going to be, you know, if we do a well 10, which we're starting to work on now, it's going to be a whole different thing anyway. But that's what he's using, and that's what he's getting income off of, is that 7.25 acres or whatever it is. So that's, you know, our recommendation is that we amend the lease as he's requested, because that's what he's really using. So,
it's a minuscule amount, really.
Right.
And
that was what I talked to Travis about.
I don't think the city should be charging for something that somebody's not using. I mean, he's utilizing.
But he's getting a great deal on that property anyway, isn't he? What's does anybody know what the typical lease per acre is?
Well, WSU did a study at one time, and it was quite a while ago, but $400 an acre is rent, roughly.
So it's pretty close.
I'd let an acre go, just to keep the, but.
I don't think the city should be in the business of charging for something that somebody's not utilizing, so.
Is there any other discussion? Okay, thank you, Spencer. Thank you, Travis. It's staff's recommendation that we approve this amendment to the well number 9 farm lease with Moe Booker. Entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the amendment to the farm lease for the property by Well Nine.
Thank you.
I second it.
Thank you. Further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Noted for the record, Corey Everett is a nay. Now, Chief, are we ready?
Mayor and Council, back in December, our department voted for Officer of the Year, Supervisor of the Year, and Dispatcher of the Year. We've put together three plaques, and I've held off on giving these plaques to these gentlemen. We've invited their family. And first, I'd like to invite the Supervisor of the Year, and that's Josh Silva. Josh started with the department in June of 2009. He became a sergeant May of 2014, and he's also on the SWAT team, or the SRT team, that works out of Moses Lake. In fact, he was called out today on that. So he definitely has earned this. So this is Supervisor of the Year for Josh Silva for the year 2016. Thank you.
Congratulations, John.
Man of a lot of words. And the next I'll invite up is the Dispatcher of the Year, and that's Chris Fikes. Chris started with the Othello Police Department as a part-time dispatcher in 1996. He helped for several years to cover shifts on an on-call basis. December of 2011, Chris was hired full-time. He's served as our evidence custodian for the department since January of 13, and now we're training him to be the accreditation manager, which is going to cause probably most of that hair to fall out. So, for the year 2016, Chris Fikes, our Dispatcher of the Year.
Chief,
congratulations,
Chris. You're
more work than Josh?
No, I'm not
Josh. All the And then finally, Jaime Mendoza. Jaime is our Officer of the Year. Jaime has started with the department in October of 2012. This is the third year that Jaime has been selected by members of the department to be Officer of the Year. He's deserved it every time, but he's going to have to give it up one of these days. So, Officer of the Year, Jaime Mendoza.
Congratulations, Tony. Mm-hmm. And since we're handing out awards, I'll hand this one out too. Every year, the city council and mayor, with the help of our finance officer, put together a budget. And excellence is being recognized by the Washington Finance Officers Association, and I'm going to read something here, and I have a plaque, and this is for our finance officer, Mr. Spencer Williams. This is to notify you that our city has earned the Washington Finance Officers Association 2016 Distinguished Budget Award. The award is patterned after the Government Finance Officers Program and is the highest form of recognition in fiscal planning and budgeting within the state of Washington. The budget document is judged on meeting program criteria covering policies, operations, financial planning, and communications. In order to earn this award, the budget documents are critiqued by reviewers who have rated the document as meeting or exceeding a proficiency level. Your document has met all the criteria for this award and is presented to you this 23rd day of August, excuse me, January 2017 with Spencer Williams.
This is very much a collaborative effort. I'm not accepting it on behalf of myself, but for the city as a whole. There's a lot of work that goes into building our budget, our annual budget for the year. And it starts with the department heads, and it goes up the line to the council members, and Wade and the mayor. And it's a huge deal, and so it's for everyone.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move to item 4.3, Amendment to Operating Engineers Union Agreement.
Mayor and Council, as you all are aware, we recently approved the new agreement for the Public Works employees. And as we're looking at it more closely, as one of the employees is looking at it, in fact, the union steward is looking at it, he discovered that we had not really covered the boot allowance properly, and it actually penalized the employees a little bit. And so we corrected that by putting the language more like it should have been, which is that every year they get up to $200 to spend on boots, and they can keep that in reserve and get better boots every 2 years, which those of you who wear boots to work every day know what it costs for boots. And then they would just be reimbursed for whatever they spent on boots. So if they spent $500 on boots, we give them $400 back for it. If they spent $300, we give them $300. So it's not a $200 stipend every year. It's just whatever they spend on boots. And that's the amendment that puts that in the right language. And I think we put all that on board docs. So questions for that? It just requires council, obviously, approval for any amendments to contracts like this.
So the committee, the members, do you guys have anything you want to say about this?
No, we offered that up as an incentive. We just didn't word it correctly to give them, and they did request that they could save up to 2 years because there a lot of them are looking at Whites, you know, yeah, and Knicks, and those are $395 boots, so they you know, wanted to be able to save it up for 2 years. And you get a pair of Whites, you're not going to, you know, have to go get another pair for, you know, 10 years. But,
not only was it the intent of our intent to, for it to be set up like this, but it's also the practice that's been done for years. That's how it's been done. So this is correct.
Okay. With that, I'd entertain a motion to for this amendment to our Public Works Union contract.
I'll make a motion to amend the Public Works Union contract for the boot allowance.
A second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Council. We'll move to item 4.4, review Council committee list. If you would all get a committee list in front of you. And as is my custom, when we review this list, I just start at the beginning and I go through the entire list. So I realize during this process, there are people who are just fine where they're at. There are people who want to get off of either so many committees or certain committees, and there are probably those who want to get on certain committees. So this is our time to review that and just let me know, and Becky is going to keep notes of who our council members are on these committees. So we'll start with the Adams County Biennial Fire Council City District Committee. They meet twice per year in June and October. Currently, we have Mark Snyder, Eugene Bain, and Corey Everett. And those are appointed by the mayor. So currently, Mark, Eugene, and Corey, we'll start with Corey.
Do you want to get off that committee?
You want to get off, okay. Eugene?
I'm fine.
You like it?
I'll stay.
And you're staying? Okay. So I need another council member to be, now, as you realize, as we go forward this year, we've made a commitment to, when the fire department, the fire chief and the board chair, Jay Weiss, were here, we made a commitment to go through a planning process with them as we look forward to going into this new century with our fire department. So there's going to probably be more time than just these two meetings. There's going to be some spring meetings.
It actually starts Thursday night.
This Thursday night? Okay. So is there anyone on the council interested in being a part of that committee? John, you'd like to be on there?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, John.
John, I'm going to send you an email with some information about these meetings, the schedule.
Okay.
Next to your schedule, and there's an agenda she just sent me before I came in here, so I'll send it to you, and I'll send you guys the agenda.
Yep, I got it. While we're doing that, it's their annual award banquet this Saturday night at the, is it the Golf and Country Club? And I'm going to attend to hand out, I believe it's the Fireman of the Year Award, or some, anyway. There's several awards. So any other council members that would like to attend, I think we have to notify the fire department. So if you guys would like to attend to that, that's this Saturday night at 6. The next committee is the Adams County Development Council. They meet the second Thursday every month. Location varies between Othello and Ritzville. The city of Othello rep right now is Wade Ferris, and that's appointed by the mayor. Wade, are you willing to continue on in that capacity?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is there any council members who would like to be a part of that? Okay, so we'll continue on. Adams County Disability Board left one. The council rep is made by the mayors of Ritzville and Othello. The first rep is made by the fire district. The police rep is made by the police department. The citizen rep is made by the left board. They meet the last Thursday every other month at the Adams County Service Building. And our council rep is Corey Everett. And Corey, do you wish to continue on? Okay, that's a recommendation. That's a 2-year that continues, so we're fine. Sorry. Then we go to the Adams County EMS and Trauma Council. It's currently inactive. The Adams County Mosquito Control Board is appointed by the mayor, and currently Everett Cole is serving an unexpired term so far. We haven't heard anything from Everett, have we? We haven't heard that he doesn't want to continue. Okay. Then we move to the Adams County Solid Waste Advisory Committee. We have a council member who is actively busy in that field and does an excellent job for the city and in representing our interest. Corey, do you want to continue? Okay. Auditing Finance Committee audits bills and payroll 2 times a month. Currently, we have Eugene Bain, Mark Snyder, and Gina Doro. Corey Everett is our alternate. We'll start with Mark.
Stay.
You'll stay? And Eugene? You like that? And Gina?
I'm good.
And Corey, you want to continue to be the alternate. Very good. We'll move to the beautification for Main Street. That's the last Thursday of the month at the Senior Center. And by the way, there is a meeting tomorrow, I believe. And our council right now on that committee is Gina Doro, Larry McCordy, and Angel Garza. I periodically attend, and Wade Ferris periodically attends. We'll start with Gina. Do you wish to continue?
Yeah.
Larry?
Yes.
Angel?
No.
Okay. Is there any, there's no requirement on the, how many council members are on that committee, is there?
No.
unless somebody's burning desire is to get on that beautification committee?
Well, no, no more than three.
Right. Okay. Then we'll move to the Civil Service Commission. So we're just going to drop off Angel, Becky. You got that, okay. And then Civil Service Commission meets quarterly, the third Wednesday of the month. And currently we have Terry Thompson, Joe Monomer, and Tim Wilson. They were appointed to 6-year terms, and you've not heard that any of them wish to resign, okay? Moving then down to code enforcement, that meets as necessary. And the council members to that is Angel Garza, Gina Doro, and John Lawless. Eugene Bain is the alternate. Wade and the police chief are also part of that committee. They only meet as if, I think, an issue arises. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with Angel. Do you want to continue? Gina?
Yeah.
John?
Yep.
Eugene?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. We'll move to the Comprehensive Plan Review Committee. That meets as needed. Currently, we have Gina, Larry, and John are all on those. Or do you guys, all three, you want to continue? Very good. Contracts. That committee meets when necessary, and the council members are Eugene Bain, Gina Doro, and Larry McCourty. Debbie Kuderna and Spencer Williams assist with that. We'll start with Eugene.
Yes, sir.
You're fine. Gina?
Yes.
And Larry McCourty?
Yes.
Thank you. General government meets when necessary, and our council is John Lawless, Corey Everett, and Larry McCourty. They meet with staff, Spencer and Debbie, as needed. Larry?
Yes.
Corey?
Yes.
And John? Yes. Okay. Thank you. OHS Scholarship Committee. They review the applications in March. That right now is Eugene Bain and Mayor Logan. Eugene, do you want to continue in that capacity? Okay, and I will too. The Greater Othello Chamber of Commerce, second Wednesday of the month, and City Administrator Wade Ferris is our representative. Wade, you want to continue?
Yes.
Then the Independent Salary Commission meets at least one time a year. We have a bunch of unexpired terms for Bob Blair, Bob Bloom, Connie Agenbrod, Dave Anderson, and Maria Casada. None of them have indicated any interest in leaving, have they?
Well, Mr. Bob Bloom is in New Zealand,
so... No, he's back.
Okay. So, no,
yeah, he's back. Okay, so we'll continue on with that. Law enforcement, that committee meets when necessary. Currently, we have John Lawless, Mark Snyder, and Corey Everett, and they meet with Spencer and the police chief. You three gentlemen want to continue?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, thank you. Then we'll move to the Law and Justice Committee. That meeting notices are emailed from the prosecutor's office. He's the one who sets up those meetings, the Adams County prosecutor, Randy Flick. Currently, the mayor, Sean Logan, and Mark Snyder are on that committee. Chief Shank, Wade Ferris, the attorney, Randy Flick, the prosecuting attorney, Sheriff Dale Wagner, and Commissioner John Marshall. I am going to continue. We actually have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow at 10. Are you going to be able to?
I won't know until tomorrow, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Just let us, well, either you will or you won't, right? Yeah. But do you want to continue on with that committee, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, you've been done this for a number of years, so you're at least familiar with the subject, so that's a big help to the committee. Legislative Committee, it meets when necessary. That's Gina Doro, Corey Everett, Larry McCoy, and Mayor Sean Logan. Are Mrs. Doro and you other gentlemen willing to continue on in that? Okay, very good. Local Emergency Planning Committee. It meets the third Wednesday of even months, and the council representative is John Lawless, Police Chief Shank, and Wade Ferris are a part of that committee. John, do you wish to continue in that?
Well, I do it for McCain, so I'm just there. So I'm doing a dual role.
Okay, good. So you do want to continue?
Yes, yeah, I'll be there forever.
You'll be there anyway. Thank you. We'll move to the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee. That's when requested by the finance officers when they meet. Currently, the council representative is Gina Doro. Do you wish to continue, Mrs. Doro?
Sure.
Yes. Thank you.
Hey, Sean, on that, you know, Penny's moved away.
All right. We are going to need to get a new...
Didn't we have, we had Jen Stevenson.
Yeah, we have Board of Base coming to that. Who represented the hotel industry, who represented the organizations using the money, and I'll get those updates.
Okay. Did we, I thought we replaced Penny, did we not?
We did, yeah. Did she left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just didn't get updated.
Yep, all right. We'll move now to the Othello Housing Authority. Those are all, we need to determine whether Gloria Rodello and Dick Hudnall, those are the only two that are expiring this year, position one and position five. Do we need to make contact? Do you want me to call them tomorrow? Call Angie?
Sure.
Okay, I'll make contact with her tomorrow.
Then I can send out a letter once.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is the paid committee. They meet the second Wednesday of the month at Time Out Pizza, and our council member currently is Angel Garza. Do you wish to continue on that one? Okay. The next one is the Park and Rec Committee. They meet as necessary, and currently we have John Lawless, Angel Garza, and Gina Doro. Our alternate is Eugene Bain. And the staff that meets are Spencer, Terry, and Amy. So at this point, John and Angel and Gina, are you all willing to continue on that committee?
Yes.
Okay. Planning Commission. It meets the third Monday of every month. And we did reappoint Terry Thompson, and we'll continue to follow up on any other changes to that committee. Quadco RTPO meets quarterly, and Travis, you meet on behalf of the Public Works Department. You still willing to continue? Thank you. Solid Waste, our council, they meet when necessary, and that's Eugene Bain, Mark Snyder, and John Lawless, with staff Spencer and Terry. Are you three gentlemen willing to continue on that capacity?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Transportation Benefit District. Speaking of which, we don't have another council meeting for 2 weeks, and we're going to meet early, 15 minutes early, because we have a required meeting date. Before the workshop, so I'm just reminding the council now. Currently our officers are in place. You guys are all either an officer or a board of director. Do we need any changes to that?
No.
Okay. Then the audit committee of the Transportation Benefit District is John Lawless, Larry McCourty, and Gina. Are you all willing to continue in that?
Yes.
That's relatively light duty. The Transportation Benefit District Steering Committee, TBD board members are Angel Garza, John Lawless, and Larry McCourty, and Corey is the alternate. Are you willing to continue on that basis?
Yes.
Okay. The Underground Utility Review Committee is must meet as necessary. That is John Lawless, Gina Doro, and Corey Everett. Are you all willing to continue in that capacity?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The Union Negotiating Committee, which meets every 3 years, includes the mayor, John Lawless, Gina Doro, Larry McCourty, our city administrator, Wade Ferris, the police chief for the Teamsters only, and a consultant if necessary. John, Gina, and Larry, are you willing to continue?
Yes.
Thank you. And then there was a question about the water, sewer, streets, and at one point, the Water, Sewer, and Street Committee were separated to a street only and a Water, Sewer Committee. And Becky, you had some information for the council as to how that transpired into now becoming one.
After reading the committee list, I noticed that at the beginning of 2014, it was all consolidated into one. I don't have as to who made the decision. I just know from the previous list that it was made into one committee for all three.
Okay. And is, my understanding from staff is that the reason that it's all three is because if you're going to do any street work, it's going to affect the water and sewer. So currently our council members are Gina Doro, John Lawless, and Mark Snyder, City Administrator Wade Ferris, and Public Works Director Terry Clements. That committee meets as needed. So is there any, are you guys, Gina, John, and Mark, still willing to continue in that capacity?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still willing, but I was the one that raised the question because I had a Water and Sewer Committee meeting in 1 week, Park and Rec meeting in 1 week, and then they wanted to call an emergency street meeting in the same week. And I was like, you know, Angel and I had talked in the council here about him being on the street part of it.
Yeah, that's right.
So I thought he was on it, and I hadn't made plans for attending, even though it was an emergency meeting. And I, you know, it was really hard pressing for me to get there.
Can I make a suggestion? I noticed there's no alternate over here.
Yeah.
And perhaps Angel could be the alternate. That way you guys could, you know.
Or, yeah, I'm really good with the water and sewer part of it.
Yeah, you stayed with that, and I took the streets.
Yeah, right. If we could split it.
Just do water, sewer, and then a streets committee.
You want to split it back?
Well, that's up to you guys to split it back off if you want to do that.
So who's on the streets then?
We are the same people that do water and sewer are doing streets.
Mm-hmm. Or are you just doing an alternate and just flip-flop? Mm-hmm.
So why not just leave it consolidated? Same people.
Then just flip-flop. If it's a streets committee, have Angel come, and if it's water sewer, have you come.
But if it's all three, then you both
No.
Can't.
That's.
Then you'd have too many. You can only have three council members. Yeah, that's a good point. I think the alternate's the answer. Mm-hmm. So.
Take it.
Okay. So we're gonna create an alternate position.
It just gets a little bit burdensome sometimes, and I want to be, if I'm a committee member, I want to be on the, I want to be there.
Right.
You know, and it just gets, with having a job, it gets difficult to be there.
Well, if you guys just work that out, you know.
Well, and maybe coordinate, if all the same people are on the Parks and Rec or Pool or whatever committee, or on another committee that's having the same, we just combine them into a longer meeting on one day so that you don't have.
Obviously we could do that, but, and we'll try to do that as much as we can.
To
sometimes
eliminate some of the,
sometimes
they're short meetings. And
right, sometimes things pop up like we're doing 14th. You know, we had things, as you guys well know, we had stuff pop up that affected pretty much, you know, everything there. And when we start doing First Avenue again, it's going to be the same thing here this year. So we will endeavor to make sure that the...
Yeah, because for me, it's not an issue. I'm flexible. I can be there whenever. But for John, when he has to take off work, I understand that. And maybe we can consolidate a little bit better. And
sure. We'll do the best we can, John, to make sure, you know, to try not stretch him out over
Terry.
Different meetings.
Okay.
So we got somebody can't make it, we might put three together.
I thought that Eugene is the...
Oh, wait a minute.
He's the alternate.
Now, yeah, Eugene is the alternate. We have one.
Now, if that's an issue because I can't do lunch times, because that's a 3-hour tour for me, You know, I will bow out of that if somebody wants to pick it up and get there at noon, you know, unless you're going to try to do them at night or 5 in the morning. Doesn't matter to me.
Leave it at 12.
I'd like
somebody wants to step up as an alternate.
Okay.
Larry said he'd like that.
So we're going to replace Eugene as the alternate on the Park and Rec and name Larry McCourty. Okay.
So I just want to confirm that Angel Garza is the alternate only for street meetings or for water and sewer? I mean, alternate.
For all three. Okay,
council, she's looking for clarification because the confusion is coming as, did we split or we just kept all three?
He can be the alternate for all three.
Okay.
I'll be the alternate, but I thought in one of our council meetings...
I don't want to go to a... If it's a street committee meeting and I don't want to go to it, then you're going to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Good to go.
All right. That is all I had on committee assignments. Is there any more? Duly noted. Thank you. So then, we'll move to any unfinished business on the agenda. Is there any unfinished business? How about, I already announced this TBD meeting on under new business. It's scheduled for Monday, February 6th. We don't have a meeting next week. So in 2 weeks from tonight at 6:15, we have a TBD meeting. Is there any other new business to come before?
When is the AWC?
That is February, I think we're going to go over on the 14th, and it'll be 14, 15, and leave on the 16th.
Okay. It's the AWC legislative conference, the All Cities Legislative Conference. I would highly recommend if anybody hasn't gone to come.
That's in February?
It's in February 14th through the 16th.
Valentine's Day?
I'll be going.
Okay.
Yep, I'm going.
John's going. Mm-hmm.
But I would highly recommend you guys come if you can.
You don't have to make up your mind tonight, but I wouldn't make up your mind by this week, because what ends up happening is that fills up, and then you don't get to stay at the same hotel, and that's really...
not fun.
It isn't as fun, huh? I've had to do that. It's not fun.
I tried going last year, and they couldn't find a hotel anywhere in the area for that.
That's why I maybe mention it and...
Yeah, there's money in the budget for that travel, right, Spencer? So I'd like you to get in touch with Jennifer. She's been the one making the reservations. She can get you enrolled in the conference and also a room for the night, for the 2 nights.
It is our chance to talk to our legislators and find out what's going on over there and what the big issues are. So it's well worth the trip.
I sent her the email, Wade. I don't know if she didn't respond to it or anything, but the email to me.
You guys are both registered in the...
Okay.
But we're at different hotels, and because we waited a week after Sean and I signed up, and then you guys signed up, and...
We're already at different hotels?
Yeah. Already there.
Okay.
We are?
Are you at the governor?
You guys are in the same hotel. We're in a different hotel.
So where are we at?
I don't remember.
Either the Red Lion or the governor? Or the Hampton?
No, this is not a different one. No.
Well, the AWC meetings were at the Red Lion last year.
I don't know where they're...
They hosted the conference.
I think that's where it's going to be.
I think that's where it's been every year.
Yeah, we'll figure that out later. So, any other council members be thinking about it? Part of the reason we're going over the 14th is we're going to try and meet with as many of our legislators that day as we can, and then that'll give us the rest of the next 2 days to schedule meetings with other key people. Wade and I just returned from Olympia this last week. Happy to report that while we've we met with Rob Duff of the, he's the senior policy advisor of the governor's office. He was here at the water meeting we had with the governor. We met with Mark Schessler, Senator Tim Sheldon, who's a key senator in the funding. We met with Mary Dye and with Joe Schmick. And then on Thursday morning, we met with the CURB board, and Wade did a presentation. I chimed in at the end. And I'm pleased to announce that we did get $50,000 towards the Well 10 project. One of the things that the council has done is approved a water plan. And so in that water plan, this was one of the first steps that we needed to obtain funding for. And then when we got back, we also found out that that late night work that our engineering firm had done over in Wenatchee, we received $380,000 towards our wastewater treatment study and preliminary engineering.
Yeah, half grant and half 1% loan or something like that, so.
Mm-hmm. So we've been successful so far in our efforts to obtain funding, and like you know, it's a long drawn out process. It takes a while to get these grants, to get these appropriation. We talked to Mary Dye about our $1.55 million, which is also for the Well 10 project. She happens to be on the House Capital Appropriation Committee. She's going to babysit it. Our application for that budget appropriation, Mark Schessler, the same thing. So things are looking good. However, Olympia is embroiled in a huge wrangling over education and a few other things. So until we actually get that money in that budget and it's approved and it's actually signed by the governor, we won't know. And that could, we heard talk that they're going to bring barbecues because they're going to still be doing it in July. So I don't know. I'm certainly hoping that it doesn't go that long. But anyway, what this next delegation that we go over, we are going to this first one here was basically a mayor's conference. Now this next one is a legislative, and we're all going to be a part of that. And we are going to continue to further advance our agenda. At that time, they will actually be considering some of these items, like our $1.55 million request. And that's why if any of you want to participate, it's a good opportunity to find out what happens over in Olympia, how we are in competition with other cities, with counties, with, you know, over money. And one of the conclusions that Wade and I had over this CURB grant was that once we heard how much money they had to dole out, we probably could have asked for $250,000 and we probably would have been approved. But we asked for $50,000. So we learned, but you learn by going and you learn by being a squeaky wheel. And squeaky wheels show up in their doors, they communicate regularly, and eventually they gain favor. So that's kind of the report of what happened this last week. All it did, it didn't finalize anything other than your city administrator's presentation. The CURB board votes on it right immediately after the presentation. Wade did an excellent job. I think Jesse Calder from Varela, he helped us put this presentation together. And so we've got a really good team moving forward. All it's doing is setting us up for this next visit. And this next visit is going to be very important because you have that legislative dinner, and all of our representatives will be there. And when they see members of city councils being present, it's just a good reflection of who we are. And it just gains favor for us. So with that, I also received a letter from the Adams County Auditor. She's already throwing the gauntlet out on election information. Official candidate filing week is May 15th through 19th this year. The primary election will be on August 1st. Last day to file a resolution for a primary election ballot will be May 12th. July 12th through 14th, ballots will be mailed to the voters. And general election day is November 7th. And last day to file a resolution for a general election ballot is August 1. And the ballots will be mailed on October 18th through 20th. Actually, very nice of her to do that. I want to make mention of that to keep us all informed. A number of the mayor seat and a number of council seats are open for election or up for election this year. So it's going to be a busy year.
I can't remember. How do you go in and file?
You can file online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you can also go. I think you have to go to Ritzville now, don't you?
You have to go to Ritzville? I thought you'd go to the auditor's office.
Do they still run an auditor? I thought they closed the auditor's office here. So anyway, it's online. If anybody needs information, you can contact the county auditor. She'll be more than happy to let you know.
It's online with the county?
Yeah, you can do it. You can file online.
Through the county?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Through the county's website.
All right.
Yep.
No problem.
And then we'll move to item 7. Council will also receive the following 7.1 department head reports. Having no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:22 p.m.